Now, we're about to talk about a great organization called Venture Outdoors and about some activities they did with a group called Center That Cares. And the way we're going to begin is just by meeting everybody that's here around the table. And I think we'll start with Xavier. Good morning.
Good morning.
And can you tell me your full name?
Xavier Michael Wade Kendall.
And how old are you?
8 years old.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school at Max.
And what does Max stand for?
Manchester Academic Charter School.
Very nice to hear from you today. Before I forget, who brought you here? Who's with you today?
My cousin and her son.
And would you like to give a shout out to anybody who might be listening at home? Or later, anybody who you think might hear this online later?
Sure.
And anybody that you'd like to name? Okay, well, it's very nice. We'll come back and talk some more in a moment. Let's meet the person who's next to you, also wearing a bright orange shirt. What's your name?
Drayton Elijah Townsend.
It's nice to meet you. How old are you?
6.
And where do you go to school?
Penn Hills Elementary School.
Penn Hills, that's close to where I grew up. I grew up in Churchill. Who brought you here today?
My mom and her cousin.
Well, that's nice. Would you like to say hello to anybody? Who might be listening at home or later?
Not really.
Okay, well, it's so nice. That's okay. Dominique is here. Hi, Dominique.
Hi.
And Dominique Harris, right?
Yes.
And where do you go to school and how old are you?
I'm 10 years old and I go to Pittsburgh Liberty.
And would you like, who's here with you today?
My mom.
And do you want to say hello to anybody at home?
My Aunt Tanya and my dad.
Finally, somebody wants to say hello to people at home. I'm glad. And also here from Venture Outdoors is Lo Huddlemeyer. Hi, Lo.
Hi.
I like saying hi, Lo.
That's
kind
a
of
good
fun.
One.
So tell me a little bit about these kids and what's going on with this group.
Yeah, so these kids with us today are from the Center That Cares. They spent the summer exploring, doing hiking and fishing and so on, and you'll hear all about it. But thanks to Macaulay Ministries, we were able to work with the K through 8th graders at the Center That Cares in the Geronics Grayson Center.
Well, that's wonderful. And let's talk a little bit about what you kids have done. What was this program about? Can you tell me a little bit about it, Xavier?
The program, it was about having fun, and it was about going somewhere every day and learning new things.
What kind of things did you learn?
We learned how to catch fish. We learned how to do math, and that's pretty much it.
Now, I don't think about math and outdoors. Did you do those together, like math, when you were outside?
No, we did that inside.
I see, because I was thinking you might have to know, like, how many feet you're climbing. I'm curious about rock climbing. What do you do to rock climb? I've never done it.
So you have like this bungee cord and they connect it to the top and you try to put your hands on rocks and you just climb up. And then usually on the small ones, you have to press a button at the top.
Is it scary?
No, not really.
Is that the first time you've ever done it? So you're experienced at it. Let me ask you, Dominique, if you can tell us some of the things you did as part of the program.
We did most of the stuff the little kids did, but we did biking and we went canoeing.
Have you ever gone canoeing before?
No.
Where did you go? What, in the river or a lake?
It was the river by PNC Park.
And What did you learn about how to canoe?
We learned how to go backwards, forwards, and we learned how to turn left and right.
Did you like it?
Yes.
I like canoeing a lot. Did you learn different strokes and what they're used for?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's. I can remember, like, you have to stroke in different ways, right, Lo, depending on what it is you're trying to make your canoe do.
Yeah, so, Dominique, you actually already kind of said you learned, like, the forward stroke and the backward stroke, and then you also have to do special strokes to be able to turn, too. And it's kayaking. Yellow kayaking.
Yeah. That's why I didn't. It looks like a canoe. That had to be a lot of fun doing that.
Dominique, didn't you have a fun time with your friend in the tandem too?
Yes. I was going canoeing. We had piers, and I went canoeing with one of my best friends, and I lost my paddleboard, and I tried to one of the Venture Outdoors. Staff tried to give it back, but my best friend just kept going. She wouldn't stop.
Wow, that sounds scary. That's very scary. Do you think you'll do it again?
Yeah.
Not lose your paddleboard. That really sounds like fun. Now, we haven't asked you yet, Drayton. What did you do as part of your time with Venture Outdoors?
I sometimes go to Mellon Park.
Oh, and what do you do there?
Get in the water sometimes and play on the...
Something, is it in the water? Or are you like a playground or swings or...
It goes around.
Oh, like a merry-go-round? I know exactly what you mean. Now, did you go fishing too as part of the program?
Mm-mm.
Did you go biking at all, or do kayaking or anything?
Not really.
Not too much of that? It sounds like fun. I was curious, can you tell me, Xavier, more about fishing? Like, what did you learn about fishing?
We learned how to bait the fish and how to cut the worms to put it on the hook. And they taught us how to pull back and throw in the water and just sit there so it can just let fish get to the worm. But I think my worm was the biggest because they just kept on having to knot it and knot it and knot it.
So you had a worm that needed a lot of special preparation in order to get it done. Did you have to, like, put the hook through the worm? Ooh, huh? That's kind of tough. At least I would think. Did you catch anything?
I caught a catfish. It was pretty big.
How did you know it was a catfish?
I looked by the whiskers and I saw it was a catfish.
And what did you do with it after you caught it?
I think I threw it in the water.
That was nice to do that. If I got caught by somebody, I'd want to be thrown back, I think. That sounds really neat. Did you go fishing too, Dominique?
Yes.
And what did you think of it? Did you have to, first of all, would you agree that Xavier's worm was the biggest worm that anybody had? Did you see this huge worm?
We're not in the same group, so I don't know.
Okay, so that's a good answer. What did you think of fishing? How did you like it?
It was good. I caught a fish that was, like, medium size, and it wasn't that big.
Did you throw it back?
Yeah.
It kind of do you like fish? Do you guys eat fish?
Yes.
It kind of makes you think about all the work people need to do to catch fish and to grow fish and, you know, people that sometimes they have fish almost on farms, too. Tell me more about your work with Drayton, Lo. I'm curious some of the things that you two did together, and maybe Drayton can tell us too.
Yeah, so Drayton is part of one of our younger groups, and they're not at the point yet where they're actually going biking and kayaking at the North Shore like Dominique was able to. So we do a lot of nature scavenger hunts and hikes around the neighborhood. And Drayton, did you have a chance to do our little bike rodeo? Where you were on the little kids' bikes? No. With the younger groups, we use the little kids' bikes and do like a little obstacle course. And then eventually when they're in the third through fifth grade, they get to go biking.
It sounds like you spent time at Mellon Park mostly, huh? And that's a nice park. So what do you think about nature and being outdoors? There might be kids listening now that don't spend much time outside. Would you recommend that they go out and do stuff?
Yes.
How come?
Because you can get your, if you go biking a lot, your legs will get stronger and you can go outside and play whatever you want.
Yeah, it gives you more possibilities, I guess, if you do that. What do you think about the importance of playing outside, Xavier?
The importance of playing outside is to have fun. And if you get a scratch, you let it bleed out a little bit so that it can, like, get everything stuck in there.
Did that happen to you?
Yes, about a few times.
A few times, so you just bleed out. And then eventually you put a Band-Aid on it? That makes sense to me. It makes perfect sense. You didn't skin your knee or anything, did you? I used to do that. I don't think that happens much anymore. Drayton, playing outside, do you think it matters? What would you do to encourage people? You know, if you wanted to get people to play outside that haven't, what would you suggest they do?
If they had a toy box, they would just bring some toys outside and play with it, or play with the football.
That's a good transition. Take your toys from outside to inside, or from inside to outside to get started, and then you can start doing, you could do that inside or outside, right? And then you could move to just outdoor things. You guys are really pretty smart. Lo, how can folks get involved? And, you know, these students are all with Center That Cares and Macaulay Ministries, I think I heard. How can people get involved, either classes or community groups?
Yeah, so we do programming all year round, even in the cold winter months. And just check out our website, ventureoutdoors.org. And if you want to learn more about the Center That Cares, it's a wonderful organization. Visit centerthatcares.org.
Yeah, we linked to the Center That Cares website, and I enjoyed learning a lot about them. You're on Center Avenue, right? Great to learn more. I'm always kind of curious. I'll start with you, Dominique. Do you know what you might like to be when you get older?
I want to play in the WNBA.
Excellent. Do you have a favorite player?
Well, in college, I have a favorite player. Her name is Bubble Anderson.
And do you play now?
Yes.
Excellent. How about you, Xavier? Is there something you'd like to do when you get older?
I want to do football, be a doctor, or just do any type of sport.
Excellent. And Drayton, do you know what you'd like to be when you get older? Any ideas? What would you like to be?
I want to be a doctor.
Another doctor. Busy, busy. Two doctors, an NBA player, maybe another sports player. Thanks to all three of you for being here, and also Lo, thank you for organizing all of this. Anything else any of you would like to say?
I would like to shout out my dad, and I would like to say that he is one of the greatest dads, and I love him. He loves me. And I love my brother. He loves me, too.
That's your brother right over there who's smiling. And is that your dad right behind you? Because he had a big smile on his face. And I think, I have a feeling Drayton has something he's going to say, too. Did you have something to say? Go ahead. You can say that.
I want to say hi to my sister, Deja. She's over at Dad's house.
Hi, Deja. And hi, Dad. And any parting words from Dominique? Sounds like we've got, or do we have it all done? Anything else you want to say?
I hope my uncle in the hospital feels better because he served the military and He wasn't doing too good when I saw him last week, I think.
What's his name?
His name is Darnell Tyler.
Uncle Darnell? Do you call him Darnell?
I call him Uncle.
Uncle. Well, let's hope your uncle's feeling better. And Ms. Lowe, thank you,
thank you so much for being here.
VentureOutdoors.org. And our thanks to all four of you for being here along with your families.